Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This hymn that we're going to be learning next is called Open My Eyes That I May See. What a beautiful hymn we get to learn about asking Jesus to open our eyes so that we can see and understand. You know, that's what we want to do before we open the Bible and before we read, because it's only Jesus and His Spirit that gives us understanding and that helps us to learn. That's why it's so important that we ask Him. So as we sing this, imagine it's a prayer to Jesus that we're asking Him to open our eyes to understand and to see what He wants us to learn.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready, my God, Thy will to see.
To start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care for us. Please open our eyes and help us to understand what you want us to learn. We love you, Lord. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back. Last time we learned about blind Bartimaeus and how Jesus healed him. That was an exciting story. Well, today we are going to learn more about the teachings that Jesus wanted everyone to understand. Jesus was trying to help people understand who He was and what the kingdom of God is like and what kind of people will be there in God's kingdom. He told stories to help explain what they needed to know. And it's not just for the people who Jesus was talking to. He told these stories for us too. That's why they're in the Bible, in His Word, so that we can learn and understand and we can be followers of Him. Well, one of the stories that Jesus told was about making bread. How many of you have made bread before? Do you like good bread? There are many different kinds of bread. There are some that's called sourdough bread and pumpernickel bread and rye bread and white bread and whole wheat bread. All these different types of bread. I know that I love bread, but the thing is the store-bought bread, unless you buy the very, very expensive kind, I don't really like it. You squeeze a slice of bread and it becomes like this dense little ball in your hand. So I've decided to make it. Now, my boys and I love to make bread, but you know what? It goes back even further. When I was a child, my mom decided that I needed to have a business. Having a business teaches me good things, right? It teaches how to spend money wisely and how to get clients to buy your product. And there's all these things that having a business, she thought, would teach me really good lessons. And it was. It was a very good experience. Well, one of our business ideas was to make bread. So once a week, my mom would help my sister and I to make these beautiful loaves of bread. Oh, they were so good. When it was bread making day, the whole house would smell like fresh bread. Oh, it was wonderful. Once the bread was all done, we would bag it up and drive down to my dad's work. And he had some friends who would buy loaves of bread from us. And that's how we earned some money. Pretty neat way, isn't it? Most bread is made out of flour and water, salt, and probably even some oil. What else does bread always need? Do you know? We talked about flour and water, salt, oil, and some sugar or honey. But what does bread need so that it gets nice and puffy? Do you know what it is? Yeast. Have you ever heard of yeast? Even if your bread is shaped all nice in the perfect loaf and put into the oven, it'll come out the exact same size and it'll be a little dense too. It won't be very fluffy and light unless we add something else. So what do we need to add? Yeast. You're right. Just a little bit of yeast mixed with the water and flour goes all through the whole loaf and makes it rise. And when it's baked, a loaf of good, fluffy, puffy bread comes out of the oven, all because of the yeast. Well, what did Jesus say about yeast or leaven? That's another word for yeast. Jesus talked about it in Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. We're going to go there. Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke. If you get to Mark and Luke and John, you've gone way too far. We want to be in Matthew. Matthew chapter 13. Look for the big numbers, 1-3. Matthew chapter 13. Once you find 1-3, then you're going to look down the page until you get to 31. So those little numbers, those are our verses. And we're going to be in verse 31. What does it say?
Matthew 13:33 says, "Another parable he spoke to them. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal."
So Jesus is talking about bread and a woman who puts a bunch of leaven or yeast into the bread. And as she mixes the bread all around, the whole bread has leaven all through it, and then it puffs up and rises. That's like the kingdom of heaven. That's what Jesus says. All kinds of people were listening to Jesus. Rich people and poor people. Ignorant people and wise people. Sick people and healthy people. Beggars and robbers and many, many others. And the Pharisees looked at all of these people and they wondered how they could all be part of the kingdom of God. How can all of these people who they didn't think were worthy of God's kingdom, how can they be in heaven? What is Jesus talking about? Well, Jesus wanted them to understand that God's love works like yeast. No matter who we are or what we have been like, whether we've done things that are good or whether we've done things that are terrible, God's love in our hearts changes us just like yeast makes dough into a loaf of good bread. Isn't that neat? No matter who you are or what you've done, having God's love in our hearts makes it so that we do what is right. We can become kind and loving, helpful and obedient, patient and forgiving, just like Jesus was when he was here. But you say, what if I don't feel like it? What if I don't want to do that? What if I don't want to be kind to my brother or sister? What if I don't want to obey my mom or my dad or my grandpa and grandma? What about then? Jesus can't help me, can he? It's a choice that you get to make. Jesus can change your heart. He can make it so that you want to do what is right. So if you're really struggling with not wanting to do the right thing, and just wanting to do what's bad, because I've had those feelings and I totally understand. There are times when I just want to do what I want to do, even if it's not right. But that's when I pray and I say, "Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, change my heart so I want to do what is right." And guess what? He will. If we pray and if we ask God to change our desires and our hearts to the right thing, God will do it. Isn't that exciting? Do you want Jesus to always be in your mind and to help you be like him? Will that help you to do what is right? And will that change your actions? It will. But you know what? We can't do it on our own. We can't just grit our teeth and say, "I'm going to do what is right." We might be able to get away with it for a little while, but in the end, we will fall and we'll mess up. Jesus is the only one that can help us. So let's pray and let's ask him to be in our hearts and our minds. Just like the yeast changes the bread, it makes it puffy and fluffy and makes it actually look like bread. Let's pray that Jesus will change us so that we look like him. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts. Lord, change us. Just like the yeast changes the bread, change our hearts so that we can be like you. We cannot do it on our own. We need your help, and we're asking for your power in our life to help us do what is right. Thank you for hearing this prayer. We love you. Amen. We're going to sing our memory verse song together. I am so glad that we can hide God's word in our heart. Aren't you? Well, let's go ahead and let's sing our memory verse song.
I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I rejoice at your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.